Audio for the Retro Computing Roundtable is hosted by CyberEars. When you need a rock-solid platform to host and distribute your podcast or other audio media, head on over to CyberEars.com. Fast, reliable hosting with unlimited bandwidth. CyberEars is your audio on your terms. It's July 23rd, 2016. Welcome to the Retro Computing Roundtable, recorded live at Kansas Fest, where the Emerald City is still glittering in its full glory. Retro Computing Roundtable is also brought to you by Lode Runner, the board game. When you want to play a board game that's not very fun, but still manage to enjoy yourself, play Lode Runner. The RCR is a podcast about retro computer news, nostalgia, collecting, but today it's all about me and it's all about the Apple II, and it's a quiz show. I'm Kevin Savitz. So here's what happened, guys. You named me far too often on the podcast, and I have risen Beetlejuice-like to host this episode. First thing I did was throw away the round table, and we are going to have a quiz show game. I would like to bring up the contestants. Come on down. All right. So there are fewer microphones than people. Do your best. Share. You might want to scoot down to where there's, let me scoot down one maybe. You will lose points if you speak without using a microphone. Carrington is our scorekeeper. And hopefully this will, I don't know if that's up, figure that out. Okay. So I want you to quickly introduce yourself and tell me the last video game you played. Jeff?
I'm Jeff Blakeney. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and not too far from Carrington, but far enough that I don't need to worry about it. And the last video game I played, does that include my own written stuff?
Sure.
The last game I played was my Hackfest 2012 entry, which was a game called Color Fill.
Nice. Lisa.
Oh, my name is Lisa Allen. I'm from Combe, Illinois, in Western Illinois. And my last played game would be Galaga, which I played right after lunch.
Nice. Excellent. Kate.
My name is Kate Scott-Nicky. I'm from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. And the last video game I played was Columns last night on the MAME rig.
My name is Mark Pilgrim. I'm from Cary, North Carolina. And the last game I played was Gumball on the Apple II.
I'm Kevin Savitz. I am from Portland, Oregon, and the last game I played was a game that I wrote for the Hackfest, because I've been testing it relentlessly. And the name of it is Caverns of K-Fest. Okay, we're going to play some games, which I have stolen right out of another podcast called Doug Loves Movies, except we're doing Apple things instead. First game is called Whose Ad Is It Anyway? I went through some Apple magazines. I read the ads, and I'm going to read you the headline from various ads, and it's up to you to tell me what program or company that is from. The more information you give me, the better. Now, since we don't have bells and this is audio, when you want to ring in, you say your name. So if I say something, you want to go Mark. You know, Mark yells Mark or whatever. And that's how people will know who's ringing in. First one, An Illustrated Adventure in the Land of High Fantasy by Dallas Snell, Joe Toler, Ron Grobel, and Joe Ellis Rea. I'll keep going. From Origin Systems, the leaders of fantasy entertainment.
Mark. Ultima.
No. Sorry. Anybody else?
Jeff.
Knights of Legend.
No. Good guess. Anybody else? Audience? Any guesses? Ring Quest. It's not only the most popular educational software in America. It's also the most affordable. Going on, the computer learning library with 4 great learning programs on every desk.
Mark.
Mark.
Microzine.
Yes.
Oh.
Mark gets. Mark gets the point. Next one. Blank didn't become the Apple's number one selling peripheral by being just a fan.
Kate.
Kate.
System Saver.
Yes. By what company? For an extra point. Audience.
Can I get the extra point?
No.
Oh, no. I'm blanking.
I want the extra point.
All right. Jeff asked first.
Kensington?
Yes. Kensington. Good. Point for each of them. Quality products you can depend on. Going on. Our controllers are the number one choice of retailers and consumers today.
Mark.
Mark.
CH joysticks.
Yes. CH products joysticks. Next one. Have you stripped yet?
No.
Personal?
Going on? Really? No guesses. All right. Yeah. Lisa?
Was there a softporn game?
There was a softporn game, but this wasn't that. Right. Good guess. Going on, the same ad. Now you can print your own strips.
Ah, Jeff.
Jeff.
The Cosin Soft Strip Reader.
Yes, Cosin Soft Strip. Very good. Good one. Let's compare apples to apples. Trademark. Kate is dying.
Yeah.
Hands cradled in her face, trying to picture it in her mind. I'll go on. Same ad. Turbocharged Apple Works. Let's compare apples to apples. Trademark. Turbocharged Apple Works.
Jeff. Time out?
Sorry?
Time out.
Not time out. Kate is still dying.
I'll take a shot at it.
Oh, yeah.
Transwarp?
Transwarp. No. Close. Very close. Anybody else?
Mark.
Mark.
Zip-chip.
No. No. Audience?
Applied engineering.
Applied engineering. What? Yes. Javier gets a point, apparently. What products, Smarty Pants?
The Transwarp, I think it is.
I said Transwarp.
Nope. No.
It'd be the RAM factor, I would think.
No, then I don't know, but I always see the
RAM. The ZRAM card. Applied Engineering. Committed to excellence. Going on. Our commitment is your guarantee of software that challenges, entertains, and intrigues.
Mark.
Mark.
Datasoft.
No.
Lisa?
Lisa.
The learning company?
No.
Kate. Beagle Brothers.
No.
Jeff. Spinnaker.
No. Audience? If it's what?
Interlude.
Not Interlude. Not Sierra.
Mech.
Not Mech. Now, that was committed to excellence. Our commitment is your guarantee of software that challenges, entertains, and intrigues. It's the compelling ad copy from Wizardry.
Oh.
Surtech Software. You're traveling through 140 degrees terrain at 300 RPM. You're traveling through 140-degree terrain at 300 RPM. Going on, the same ad. Only one disk guarantees safe passage through the torrid zone of drive heat. Nobody? They all look confused. Our disk guarantees safe passage through the torrid zone of drive heat. Catherine's back to her pose of face cradled in her hands, face scrunched up. Jeff is staring off into space. Lisa's looking up at the ceiling. Mark is staring at me with hate. Like, why? Why did I make him? Why did I invite him to come up here? No guesses? Audience? Verbatim, no. What? Ball blazer, no. It's a floppy disk.
Elephant?
Not elephant.
Memorex.
Not Memorex.
3M.
No! Man, there were a lot of floppy disk companies. No. It was Maxell floppy disk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Remember.
I'm trying.
No, the ad copy is remember. Giant red letters.
Lisa?
Lisa. You said, hold on, you're saying your name like you weren't even sure. Yeah, okay.
Elephant memory system?
Elephant memory system, right. The next part of it was more than another pretty face, and also never forgets. Elephant never forgets. We stick our graphics where the sun don't shine.
You don't know how many jokes I'm glazing over.
Good. Thank you for your restraint, Jeff. Appreciate that.
Same.
We stick our graphics where our sun don't shine. No? All right. Different ad, same company. We're writing them as fast as we can.
Not Commodore.
Not Commodore. I want you to picture black and white ads. Helvetica text. Very large and bold. Stark white
Kate.
Backgrounds. Yeah, Kate.
ClarisWorks.
No, not ClarisWorks. We stick our graphics where the sun don't shine. We're writing them as fast as we can. No help from the peanut gallery yet. Anybody else?
Mark.
Mark.
Vaudeville.
Not Vaudeville. Audience?
Infocom.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. All right. Next game, it's called Too Long Didn't Read. In which I'm going to read you the introductory text for various Apple II games, and you are going to tell me what game it is. First one, I think, is easy. Hi! Welcome to Lemonsville, California.
Kate.
Mark.
Kate.
Lemonade.
Right. In this small town, you are in charge of running your own lemonade stand. Very good. Next one. You are standing in an open field.
Kate. Zork?
Zork, yes. You are standing in an open field west of a White House with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here. What's the full name? The full name of the game, Kate? I don't want to give away points too gratuitously here.
Zork the Adventure?
No.
No. I didn't know it was called anything more than Zork.
Mm-hmm.
Zork 1?
No, it was not Zork 1. No. Zork?
It had something to do with the Underground Empire.
Go with that thought, Jeff.
Yeah, Zork the Underground Empire?
No.
But it's something like that.
Something like that. Anybody else? He gave you most of the words in the Zork the Empire. Say your name?
Lisa?
Lisa?
The Legend of the Underground Empire?
No. I'm sorry. Audience?
The great
Underground Empire. Right. Here's a real happy one. The Nazis brought you here to get information out of... Kate said it barely faster.
Castle Wolfenstein.
The Nazis brought you here to get information out of you before they kill you. That's what this place is for. If you listen, you can hear the screams. They've already worked me over, and I'll never get out alive. But maybe you can with this gun. Duplication. Okay, this is literally the first thing you see when you start this program. Duplication, for other than backup purposes, is a violation of applicable laws, Mark.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Next thing you see, I'm in a sleazy bar.
Kate. Mark.
Kate.
Need your suit, Larry.
No.
What?
Mark.
Mark.
Soft porn adventure.
No help from the peanut gallery. Mark should lose a point for that, but I'll be nice. Yes, soft porn adventure. I'm in a sleazy bar. Behind the bar sits a bartender. A sign hangs over him. Says, beer, $100. Whiskey, $100. The place isn't furnished too well. Soft porn adventure. I'm going to say this one slowly, because it's short, and I think it's easy. Your mission, rescue.
Mark.
Mark.
Choplifter.
Choplifter. Your mission, rescue hostages. You wake up. The room.
Mark.
Mark.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Very good. You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head. Or at least it would be if you could see, which you cannot. High atop a craggy cliff. Guarded by an army of fierce warriors. No help from the audience. Stands the fortress of the evil warlord.
Jeff.
The evil warlord Jeff.
That's me. Akelabeth?
No. Now I have to start over. High atop a craggy cliff, guarded by an army of fierce warriors, stands the fortress of the evil warlord Akuma.
Mark.
Mark.
Karateka.
You said it wrong, no. Yes. Karateka, Karateka. One of those. It's one of those games.
Best answer was wrong.
I was going to say. I was going to say it was wrong either way, just to be clear.
It's kata, yeah, it's Karateka.
Yes, it is.
Because if you're a picture, it's written in kata.
It is.
Remember, if you read the description for this podcast in the Kansas Fest brochure thingy, it said, I promised petty infighting, and here we are. Here it is. Karateka, Karateka.
How would be written in kata?
I'm going on with that one just to finish it off. Deep in the darkest dungeon of the castle, Akuma gloats over his lovely capture. The princess? Another point. What's the princess's name?
Peach.
She's not in this castle.
Point to Jeff.
They never are.
Deep in the darkest dungeon of the castle, his lovely captive, the princess. Nobody? Audience?
Mariko.
Did you Google that?
No.
Oh, very good. I saw him on the computer there. And
yep.
Very good. Very good. Chris.
No, he did.
Chris gets a point. You are in the front yard. Of a large, abandoned, Victorian house.
Lisa?
Mark.
Lisa.
Is it Maniac Mansion?
No.
Mark.
Mark.
Zork 2?
No.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Cranston Manor.
No.
Ha.
I'm gonna finish reading it then. You're in the front yard of a large, abandoned Victorian house. Stone steps lead up to a wide porch. Kate, you haven't had a guess yet?
I feel like it's Text Adventure, but I don't know which one.
You want another one, Lisa?
Lisa. Haunted House?
No, almost. Audience?
Mystery House.
How high can you get?
Lisa. Mark.
Lisa?
Donkey Kong.
Right. Another routine day of drudgery aboard.
Oh, God.
Mark.
Mark.
Planetfall.
Planetfall.
Okay,
yes,
that's not what I
good
thought
job.
It was.
Another routine day of drudgery. Who knew it at that point in the audience? Carrington? Yeah, a couple people. Another routine day of drudgery aboard the stellar patrol ship Feinstein. This morning's assignment for a certain lowly ensign, 7th class, scrubbing the filthy metal deck at the port end of level 9. Too long, didn't read. One more. Dateline, Peoria. Going on. City howling mad. Sausage scam exposed.
Lisa?
With a question mark? Lisa?
Paperboy?
No. Oh, good though. Okay, good. Like that. Going on. Dateline, Peoria. Ever-growing concern over megavitamin.
Jeff. Past Times in Toontown?
No. That would have been awesome if Rebecca was here, though. Made her do that. Dateline, Peoria. Radioactive lake changes woman's scale.
I'm too new. What I'm thinking is too new. I know it's not what I'm thinking.
This was an Apple II game. It was on the Internet Archive. I played it this morning.
Yeah, I don't think that it's what I think.
Do you want to make a guess?
Fallout.
Not Fallout, no.
Yes, is it? That's why I said it's stuck in my head. It's Fallout, and I know that's wrong.
So one more time. I'll give these guys one more chance, and if not, I'll throw it to the audience. Dateline Peoria. City howling mad, sausage scam exposed. Dateline Peoria, ever-growing concern over megavitamin. Dateline Peoria, radioactive lake changes woman's scale.
Rampage.
Very good. Audience gets a point. All right. Let's see how we're doing for time here. Great. All right. This game is called Last Apple Standing. I'm going to say a name of a company, and you guys, in turn, are going to name programs or products from that company. It goes from one person to the next. If you can't figure it out, you're out. However, you each have one lifeline. Who's in the audience? You have to tell me now who it is. Mark, who's your lifeline?
Carrington.
Kate?
Ken.
Lisa?
I don't know.
Pick a person.
Go with Steve.
Steve.
Yep.
Andy.
All right. So those are your lifelines. You get one call out. So, for instance, as an example, I might say Infocom, Zork, Zork 2, Zork 3, Planetfall, Stationfall,
Hitchhikers.
Okay. And then that's it. Okay. So the company, and we're going to start with Mark. We're going to go this way. Company is Broderbund.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Disputes, which I probably won't know a lot of things. Go to the audience. Audience is the arbiter on this.
Where in Europe is Carmen Sandiego?
Nice.
Where in North Dakota is Carmen Sandiego?
Woohoo!
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Wow. Jeff?
Oh, man. I can picture the game. I just can't remember what it's called. So which where in the world did we do?
World, Europe.
North Dakota? No.
Andy, help me out.
Karateka?
Oh, yes. Karateka.
All right. Mark.
Gumball.
Kate?
Where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego?
For the GS, it's Shufflepuck Cafe.
Okay.
But was that released?
You guys got to call BS on any of this, because some of these
we'll allow it.
Products, I don't know. All right.
I still can't remember the game I'm picturing.
Don't get caught up on it.
I'm going to go up with the word rogue, because that's the one that came to mind.
The word?
Rogue.
Rogue? I don't think that was published by Broderbund. Okay. You're out for this round?
I'm out. Yep.
You're out. Mark?
Prince of Persia.
Okay.
The Print Shop.
Yeah.
My fine.
Okay. Can she borrow your mic? Can you guys shift mics just because you're for a while? Mark?
print shop companion.
New print shop.
Wow.
Well, I asked for the lifeline.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need a lifeline?
Yeah, I don't know another game.
Okay. Or it could be. They did a lot of non-game products, too.
Apple Panic?
Okay.
Thank you.
The Playroom.
Where in time is Carmen Sandiego?
Nice. All right. Now we're between. I'm sorry. You're still in. I'm sorry. Lisa, your turn.
I don't know if it's been said, but where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego?
It's been said.
It's already said.
Sorry. You're out. Okay. Now we're between Mark and Kate.
Galaxian.
Print shop GF.
Droll.
Lifeline. Ken.
Load runner.
Championship load runner.
Drop mic, I'm out.
You only use one lifeline?
Only one lifeline.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I'm out.
Mark, you need one more.
Spare change.
Very good. Nice. All right. Very good. I think I know which direction this is going to go, but we're going to try it. I have another company. We're going to do the same thing with another company. Jeff, you're going to go first this time. We're going to go the other way. Company is Beagle Brothers. Oh, hold. Before I go on Broderbund, I want to hear from the audience things you thought of that didn't come up for Broderbund. Shout out loud.
Choplifter.
Choplifter.
Raid on Bungling Bay.
Bungling Bay.
Wow.
Alien Rain. Prince of Persia. Yeah.
Dungfields?
Dung. Okay. Nice. All right. Okay. So the company, Jeff, your first, is Beagle Brothers.
IO Silver.
Nice.
Beagle Wright?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
The audience
GS,
gives
yep.
All right. Kate?
No Beagle. We didn't have, my dad didn't bring any of those home.
So piracy is for, Kate?
That's what I mean. My dad didn't have access to any of those. We were a mech family.
I see.
Can we do mech next? How much time do we have?
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think we have much time. Lifeline.
Program writer.
Okay, program writer.
GPLE.
Lifeline?
Just a second.
You first.
The Beagle compiler.
And Lifeline.
It's in both. I can't remember what else they had. Did we say IO Silver?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm out.
DOS Boss.
Alright.
Flex Type.
It's between Mark Pilgrim and Jeff Lake.
Frame Up.
Did we say DOS Boss yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pronto DOS.
Fat Cat.
Protate.
Audience, I got a look from Mark. Are we happy with Protype? Can anybody confirm or deny Protype? I'm getting a lot of no's.
Somebody's got to bring up the archive.
Right. You're on the bubble, but let's keep going. Mark?
Triple Dump.
Excuse me?
That's the name I was trying to think of.
It's a thing. It prints.
Jeff?
Extra K.
Alright.
Yeah. Silicon Salad.
Double Take.
Ooh, Mark, you got a look from an impressed look from Mark on that one. You did a little ooh. You went with a deep cut there, I think. Pondering.
Timeout Ultra Macros.
We could spend a lot of time in the timeouts here.
Your turn.
Yeah, Andy,
give me a hand.
Yeah, Andy's got nothing for Jeff.
No, I'd end up losing in the timeout series, too, because I don't know that either. Yeah. I concede.
You concede. Mark?
Timeout super fonts.
All right, very good. Audience, what do we miss?
Bag of Tricks.
Bag of Tricks?
Bag of Tricks is not Beagle Brothers.
Beagle Brothers.
Pronto Dos. Pronto Dos. Graphics.
Pronto Dos.
There's a bunch of
Mini-Pix discs.
Apple Mechanic.
Everyone's like, oh, Apple Air. All right. A little more time. Same game. We'll start with you, Lisa. We'll go that way. Epics.
Summer games.
Ooh, nice.
Winter games.
World games.
California games.
Load Runner?
No. That was Broderbund. Sorry. Okay. You are out.
Rolling out on you. Lifeline. Epic. That is not a game. We stumped Ken.
Wait for it. I don't know.
Oh. Ken, you're killing me.
I know.
Literally.
Were you at the... Did you go to the talks this morning?
Oh, no help. Come on. That was
no.
mine.
All right. Fine. Please. You're out?
No, I'm out. Okay. I'm legit out. Fair and square.
Jumpman.
Jumpman! Oh. Yes.
Telling Guard.
Destroyer.
Death Sword.
Facts. It was an early non-game.
Is that F-A-X or F-A-C-T-S?
F-A-X.
Was it for sending faxes?
No.
Seems like a terrible name, then.
I wasn't there.
Jeff. Thinking about every Epic's game he's ever played or pirated or bought.
I'm trying to, anyway. Oh, it's probably not Epic's, but I'll say it anyways. Gato.
I don't think
that was Spectrum Holodeck.
Yeah.
Back to Mark.
Summer Games 2.
The next summer. Summer Games 3, Electric Boogaloo.
That was not a thing.
Are you the last one?
Exactly.
I've lost.
Yeah,
Mark is the winner.
Mark
is the big winner. Good job.
I have so many floppy disks.
I am out of games. This went faster than I thought it might. So I would like to conclude. First of all, we need the scoring. Can I have the Scorington Carrington? The Scorington Carrington? Please? We have the totals.
Mark probably wins. Running away with it.
Oh, audience is the last one here. Here is the final scoring. Thanks to Carrington, who's been demoted to scorekeeper on this podcast. This will teach you to keep talking about me, sir. Hope you've learned your lesson now, you on the RCR. Lisa, you have 2 points. Respectable. Good job, Lisa.
Yay.
Jeff, 3 points. Very good, sir. Kate, 4 points. Excellent. The audience, 7 points. And the big winner for today is Mark with 10 points.
Seriously, so many floppy disks.
Yeah, we were all out of this when Mark came up.
Any other Epix games that we didn't... Apsai, Crush, Crumble, and Chomp.
Also called the movie monster game.
Mm-hmm. Possible Mission.
Impossible Mission 2.
Possible Mission 3, Electric Boogaloo.
That is not a thing. Again, not a thing.
Should be.
Dive Bomber.
Date Stones of...
Grin?
Of
it's the company Epix.
Automated simulations games are acceptable, I believe.
It's so hard to come up with a list right on the fly.
I know, that's why it's a fun game.
It's no fun without pressure.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of games. We had whatever my dad could get a hold of, which was mostly educational. So we had
mech.
Yeah. We had like all the
shelves and shelves and shelves.
We had boxes and boxes of mech. We had Oil Lake, we had Oregon Trail, we had Harkle, we had, all that fun stuff.
Zoyon Patrol.
Oh, okay, you guys. Mech. Okay. We're mech. Lightning round mech, Kate, go first.
Oregon Trail.
Zoyon Patrol.
Jeff, do you want to play this?
I don't have a chance. I couldn't even come up with one.
All right. Lisa?
Oregon Trail Odell 3.
Lake. Odell Lake, yeah.
Hercule.
Smoking, it's up to you.
I can't think of anything else off my head, so I pass.
Okay.
Number Munchers.
Fraction Munchers.
What the heck was it?
Talk a big game, Catherine.
No, I didn't say I had. It was also 30 years ago.
We all are living with that handicap.
Yeah, it was also 30 years ago. What do you want?
And I want you to say the name of a mech?
I'm a mech game. I know. I'm trying to think of what was mech and what was Sunburst. Because I get them confused. Oh.
Let's do Sunburst next.
I say we did. Neck. Oh my God. I'm trying to think of this as a gradebook software and I can't remember what it was called. Mech gradebook. Was not it?
It was called Grade Manager.
Okay.
There you go. Good job. Mark, give me 5 more.
Word Munchers. The Friendly Computer. Computer Inspector. Puzzles and Posters. Data Quest, the 50 States.
Very good. Excellent. Audience, any more mech titles? Anybody? Lemonade Stand?
Was that mech?
No, that was not
mech. That was not mech, because that came on my Apple at Play Day.
It was re-released by
Lemonade.
Okay.
Karen?
Other trail ones. Just Amazon trail.
Other trail ones. That's...
Time Navigator.
There's one on the Atari called Instructional Computing Demonstration Disk.
Wood Car Rally, yes.
All right. To finish up, I want each of you to say who you are again. If you have a website, a product, and anything you want to talk about, this is your time to pre-advertising on this podcast listened to by literally dozens of people. You want to go first, Jeff?
Sure. I'm Jeff Blakeney. I come from just northwest of Toronto in Ontario, Canada. I don't really have anything to promote because I'm most famous in the Apple II community for being the person who never finishes anything.
Very nice.
I'm Lisa Allen. I don't have a website moment, but I'm on Facebook under Lisa Ann Allen with a Y.
All right. Very good.
I'm Kate Scott-Nicky. I have nothing to promote, and I'm going to be done here.
My name is Mark Pilgrim. From Raleigh, North Carolina, and I am very much enjoying not having a website anymore.
I'm Kevin Savitz. I am co-host of Antic, the Atari 8-Bit Podcast at ataripodcast.com.
Boo-Atari!
Audience has 0 points. Somebody said Boo-Atari. No. You guys lose. You were in second place, and you just lost. Thank you for listening to the Retro Computing Roundtable. Help me out. And until next time... Retro Compute!